Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
Welcome to Brooklyn's Radio's coverage of Shepparton Village Fair 2018 with Doreen Pipe, Anne Twist, James Pierce, Matthew England, Graham Laycock. And first, let's join Dave Gemitus at Shepparton Station with the procession.
This is Dave. I'm at Shepparton Fair. It's a beautiful, beautiful sunny day here in Shepparton. And we're at the Shepparton Railway Station just waiting for the procession to get started. I'm with Roger Waite and a beautiful steam engine. Now, this is an Aveling and Porter Limited. And how old is this beauty?
This one was built in 1926.
And been restored recently?
Yes, recently. It's still being restored. This one's not painted yet. But it was cut up in 1953 in a Hardwick in Yule. A hard scrapyard in Yule. And then it just languished around. And we bought it in about 2005, all chopped up. And we've gradually been restoring it ever since. So 14 years so far.
That's clearly a labour of love, but it's a beautiful machine. And the smell from this is just wonderful. I mean, I must admit, some of that is oil smell.
It is. Hot steam oil and coal smells you just don't smell anymore, really. Young children haven't seen coal. Don't know what it is. So black rocks that burn. Yes, so people do appreciate the smell and how quiet the machines are once they're ticking over.
Apart from when you pull the whistle, I mean, that makes everyone jump.
This whistle's actually off of a tank locomotive, a Rowie engine, so it's a lot louder than it should be for the engine. So, but I thought for the procession, it might make people jump. Yep.
And it makes them notice you.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful. So, miles to the gallon, what do we get then?
It uses about 70 gallons of, about 10 gallons of water per mile. And about half a hundredweight of coal per mile.
Half a hundredweight of coal?
That's actually wrong. I should think it's a bit less than that. But quarter of a hundredweight of coal per mile, yeah.
Oh, that's nothing, is it?
No, it's still... and so 7 miles is about all it will do on its tanks. And then you have to fill up again from a stream or from a lake or somewhere like that. 7 miles in a modern car is nothing. But in a steam engine, it's 2 hours and... a lot of hard work.
Now, any idea what this would have been used for originally?
Oh, it's a road roller for making roads, repairing roads. So, that's what it always was built to do. So it was just used in North London for repairing roads for the councils.
Now, on the back, you're pulling a smaller steam engine. So can you tell me about this little beauty, please?
This one's quite historic. This one here is the world's oldest Marshall portable. She's built in 1878. So she's very, very old, very, very small. And the reason why it still exists is because it was shipped out to Zurich when it was made in 1878. And, of course, it missed the wars because an engine that was a bit decrepit in the First World War would get scrapped for the scrap drive. If it was still OK then, it wouldn't be OK by the time the Second War came around. And so it had been scrapped then. So all the British engines and all the engines that weren't exported got hit by the scrap drives from the First and Second World Wars.
Now that's Harley Davidson's. There's a whole group of Harley Davidson bikes just going past here. So this was
1878.
Right. But this one's not in working order at the moment?
Yes, it'll be working back at the fair driving a sawbench. So we're going to steam it up when we get back. And this one doesn't propel itself along. It was originally pulled by horses or a steam engine. And then you take up, it's like a mobile power source. And before that, there was just horses or hand power. There were no electric motors, there were no petrol engines. So this is what, this was sent out to a monastery in 1878, and it drove the monastery. It cut their wood, thrashed their corn, pumped their water, and the monks looked after it very well. And this little engine kept the whole monastery going and probably changed their lives for the better. For many, many years.
Fantastic. I look forward to seeing it going later on in the fair.
Yes, you certainly will. Watch it saw some wood. Yep.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we have a whole cavalcade of Harley Davidsons here, and the guys in the leathers and everything else, all getting set for the start of the procession. So I'm with Dick Gregory, chairman of the Shepparton Village Fair. Now, you're in your leathers and you're on a beautiful, beautiful Harley Davidson. Do tell me about this bike, please.
It's an Ultra Glide, it's a Road Glide Ultra, 2017 bike, big touring bike, 1.7 litre engine, and it goes all day.
doesn't stand out at all, the beautiful gold colour.
No, it doesn't. Especially, and I've got my friend Elfin Safety on the back.
Who is the stuffed toy.
Exactly.
And you've got a lovely silver beard going on here. A bit of ZZ Top, I guess.
It's supposed to be Merlin.
Merlin?
The theme of the procession is witches and wizards, so here I am.
You might be able to hear the hubbub in the background. There's a lot of people getting set for the start of this procession. There's a guy on stilts dressed as, something magical, because the theme, of course, is magic today. Marching band's getting ready, the guys on motorbikes, and everybody else ready to roll. I'm with a 9-foot-tall guy called Gary. Hello, Gary.
Hello, how are you?
And who's your little friend here?
This is Dewi the Dragon, all the way from Wales.
Dewi the Dragon. Very good. Now, you're 9 foot tall because you're on, some kind of stilts. I can't see quite what, but something.
Yes. Yeah. Just to keep me going throughout the day. So, just some normal stilts.
Cool. And you're dressed as a dragon hunter or a dragon rider?
I'm the dragon tamer.
Dragon tamer?
Yes.
Well, it's obviously a Welsh tradition, of course, as dragons are from Wales.
Yeah, well, we've got to try and keep the baby dragons in check somehow. So we do try and keep them a little bit tame so they don't go biting the public when they come and visit us.
And you've got a nice array of little skulls around your neck here. I bet that's where they came from.
Oh, these are just teething rings. So just when he gets a little bit peckish, say biting the crowds, he's got these little bones to teeth on.
And you're set to start the procession, hopefully any minute now.
Yes, we're going to stop the traffic, close the road, and the band will start and we'll be off.
Fantastic, good luck.
Thank you very much.
You can probably hear the Harley Davidsons getting themselves started up here, ready for the start of the procession. And the Harleys are leading the procession off from Shepperton Railway Station down towards the High Street. Next should be the marching band, I think. So we have the marching band, followed by the Shepperton Brownies, all dressed up in their magical gear. And then Shepperton Preschool, hundreds and hundreds of kids enjoying themselves today on this procession. A lot of them dressed as elves. Then we have Manormead School, Shepperton Organic Day Nursery. Then we have Roseacre Playgroup. There's lots of kids are dressed as mostly as elves. There's also some witches in full green paint. And quite a few angels as well. Then we have Shepperton Girl Guiding, Signets Nursery, Playtime Nursery, Saxon Primary School. And we have Springtime Nursery School and St. Nicholas Church of England School. Just a couple more. Slight roadblock going on as the High Street is shut for the procession, but getting across the main road to the High Street is a bit tricky in groups. Then at the back of the marching groups we have the Sea Cadets and then the big steam engines getting ready to roll. We can't miss that sound. And here's the second of the big steam engines. This is the Livingston RDC. Travelling slowly, that's why it's a bit quiet. And we're walking down the High Street now, and walking beside the Sea Cadets, all marching perfectly in unison here. I'm walking along beside a playgroup here. You can probably hear lots of young voices, and they've been making themselves wands, Harry Potter style wands, sort of 6 foot long ones. Clever. Now we've reached the end of the High Street. We seem to hit another roadblock. Everybody's stopped as they try to get across the main road to the actual, the gardens where the fair is. Now we've reached the main area where the fair is. There's, quite a few hundred people in this procession. Not seen a procession this big in a fair before. A high percentage of kids, of course, and everyone's pouring into the main ground. It's going to be a great day here at Shepperton Fair.
And I'm now with the Green Goddess, no less, dressed all in green, I'm glad to say today. It's Diana Moran. Hello, Diana.
Hello. Well, I'm on business, so I've got to be in green, haven't I?
Not the leotard today, then?
No, not the leotard. Mind you, when I look at the young gymnasts around and that gorgeous bouncy castle, I rather wish I were in the leotard and tights. I might have been able to take part a bit.
I'm old enough to remember, as a lot of us are, of you being on breakfast television in the very early days of BBC Breakfast, telling us to get some exercise.
I have to tell you, that was the very first day of breakfast time, the very first day of breakfast television in the UK. We beat ITV by 2 weeks, and you're referring to my very first performance, which was on Waterloo Station.
I do remember seeing it on the television. I wasn't actually at Waterloo. But...
Well, we took the place by storm that particular morning. It was February 1983. Will you believe it? Where have all those years gone? And I was stopping the commuters. And, of course, in those days, the commuters wore bowler hats, had rolled umbrellas, and they were absolutely amazed at this crazy woman at 6:30, 6:45 in the morning, asking them to do some Keep Fit. But they did.
This is the early days of Keep Fit.
So I was actually the first Keep Fit person on television. And really, it kick-started the fitness, the well-being campaign. I had a campaign, Get Britain Fit. I think they should bring it back.
Absolutely. Now, because you got into this a bit by accident, I believe. Was it in West Country television, first of all?
I'm actually from the West Country, Bristol-born, well, Somerset-born and bred Madeira, and I actually cut my teeth on radio. And do you know who my boss was?
No.
Kate Ady. Kate was fresh out of university, and she was helping to run BBC Radio Bristol in its first few weeks or so, and I was one of her contributors. And then from there I went on to HTV, and I was a local news reader and continuity announcer.
The leotard didn't come on at that stage.
The leotard came on, strangely enough, because of that. They were experimenting with daytime television. One of the producers said to me, "We know that you keep fit because we've seen you going off to Butlins in Barry Island and in Minehead." Those were my two camps to take Keep Fit classes. And they said, "Why don't you do some of that on an afternoon programme that we're just experimenting with?" I said to them, "Shall I wear my red?" And they went, "No, no, no, you're not doing Butlin stuff. No, no, no. Go to London and choose one of these colourful leotards and tights." I went to Floral Street in London. I chose yellow. Yellow's my favourite colour. I looked like a large prancing canary.
So that was a no-no.
That was a no-no. So the next week, I was in a very handsome coffee colour. I came off air and they went, "You definitely cannot wear that again. You look nude." "What other colour is that?" I said, "There's a terrible green." Well, we all know what happened. The green was telogenic and I've stuck with it since, what was that? 1980, blah, 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 three.
Why? And you still look so fit as well. Do you have a routine?
Oh, yes, of course I do. I'm just about to hit my 80th year. I every day I just have a little 10-minute routine that I do for myself. But I walk a lot. Walking and some cycling is also the two ways to keep myself.
They're saying this, aren't they? Yes, get some walking in. It's at least 2.5-3 hours a week.
I love walking. I still work. You know, I write for the Lady magazine every week. I have my own radio show every week in London. And I'm all over the place. So wherever I am, shall we say I'm in London, I get to Waterloo Station, and then if I can, I'll walk a lot of the next bit of the journey, and that'll go on throughout the day. And I wear a pedometer. I haven't got it on today because I've got a dress on, but normally when I've got trousers, I've got the pedometer. Do you know, it's amazing how those thousands of steps creep up.
They add up, yeah, yeah.
Ideally, we want to be doing about 10,000 steps a day, but it is a lot of steps.
Anyway, Shepparton Village Fair today, and you're a local resident.
I am a local resident. I've been here for 21 years, and I have to say that it is a superb village. It's got such a friendly atmosphere. No wonder they won the campaign for Curtis's title of the most courteous town in the UK last year. They really do look after the village. There are lots of committees that they do, the flowers, the trees. It's a handsome little village and a friendly village as well.
And a big fair today as well, isn't it?
I was absolutely delighted when the chairman of the village fair committee, a gorgeous guy called Dick Gregory, he asked me if I would do the honours of officially opening the fair this year. And I was delighted because, in fact, this is the 45th year of the fair.
Really? It's been going a long time, and I think well over 9,000 people go to it, and just so many stalls here. All the community's out, isn't it? All the community stalls.
It was utterly charming this morning because the procession finally came down the high street. finally came into the fair here, and I was giving away the prizes to brownies, to schools, to cadets, to all sorts. The costumes that the families have made, the schools have made, the effort everybody has put in this fair is enchanting.
Yeah, and they even put great effort into the raft race as well.
They do indeed. Sally Dick running the raft race. And of course, I'm just about to go to listen and see those amazing gymnasts. And they come from, they're the Spelthorne gymnasts. They'll be putting on this fabulous show. And do you know, they can boast in their numbers some of the world and international gymnastic champions. And at the moment in the ring are about 100 little things of aged about 4 to 8. They're enchanting. And what they're doing, right.
Well, you have to get them some green leotards. Well, Diana, thank you so much for talking to me today and for opening the fair.
It's been my pleasure, and I hope you enjoy, as I know I'm going to, the rest of the fair today. Thank you.
Thank you, Diana. Diana Moran, the Green Goddess.
I'm with Holly now down at the main arena. Holly's from Spelthorne Gymnastics. Now, they've just done a fantastic display here for the crowd. How many children have you had out there today, Holly?
We've had 100 today.
Wow, okay. Did it all go to plan?
It did. They've done so well. They've worked so hard for this.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the tail end of it. I thought it looked pretty impressive, but you never know when you're sitting on the side, you think, oh, well, Sarah didn't jump as high as she should or whatever. It was all okay, was it?
Yes, they pulled it off and they had lots of big smiles, which was the main thing. They all enjoyed it.
And how long have they been practicing?
They've been practicing for a couple of weeks. They put it all together quite quickly, which is brilliant.
That's really impressive. 2 weeks, I thought you were going to say months.
No, they have a lot of other things to practice for, just competitions and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose it's lots of moves that they do all the time anyway, so it's just putting it all together, is it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And what sort of age, because there seems to be quite a spread of ages here.
Yeah, so the youngest is 5 and the oldest was 16, so it's a big mix of children.
Yeah, I mean, very, very impressive. And obviously the older ones were sort of working with the little ones on their shoulders. I mean, you know, it's all fairly technical stuff.
Yes, lots of teamwork involved and lots of trust. So, yeah, it's brilliant.
And I know you said you have other events that you're sort of participating in. I think the organiser mentioned earlier that there have been some kind of recent competition where you'd won a few medals. Is that right?
Yes, they did really well in their last competitions. Yeah, they did some displays last weekend, so they kept busy all weekend throughout the year.
And are they doing medals and things as well? Is it the BHEA? I mean, I think that was the thing when I was a child, the badges we did.
Yes, that's their badge scheme. When they get to squad, they do competitions, they do regionals, they do national competitions and international competitions.
Oh, wow. Have you had any Olympians come through Spelthorne?
We've had lots of world champions, yes.
Have you?
Yes.
Excellent. Are you both gymnasts as well?
Yes, we were both gymnasts.
Brilliant. Okay, and I know you do other things as well. You do sort of holiday schemes and things, don't you, Holly?
We do. We do preschool classes, we do general gymnastics, and we do holiday courses as well.
Okay, so if anyone's got a child and they want to get involved, what's the best way of finding you? On the website, presumably?
Yep, Spelthorne Gymnastics website. They have a Facebook page as well, so yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, well, that's really kind of you to talk to me. I know you've had a busy afternoon. It's probably a huge relief now that that's all over. So
no
thank
problem.
You.
Thank you
very much, Holly. Take care. Bye-bye.
We're with Douglas Dick now from the
Kempton Waterworks Railway.
Yay! And it's fantastic. We've also got a little lad inside a train here.
Train mad, most of them.
The Douglas, what have you got out of today at the village fair?
Oh, we've given away lots and lots of leaflets. And a lot of people have been asking, you know, how we were getting on and how the extension was going. And we haven't yet started, but we're on our way. We've got a lease, so we're ready to go.
So you're heading in the right direction.
We're heading in the right direction.
And it's so lovely to hear this here and just have something so tactile for the children, isn't it?
They absolutely love it. It's really a big excuse for the old men to play trains and us to hand out leaflets to lots and lots of, grandpas, grandmas, mums and dads and all the little boys and girls. They simply love it.
My granddad loves playing so much.
A good man. Yeah. Obviously a sound. Glad to hear it.
So, what sort of train have you got
here? Well, this is we call this the Hampton Flyer.
Okay.
We made this out of bits which came from an episode of Midsummer Murders.
It was called
The Killings of Copenhagen,
okay,
which needed ovens, and they made the ovens out of MDF,
okay,
and we took the bits which were left over after the episode,
yeah,
and we made it into this, the Hampton Flyer.
Wow, well done, great news.
It's different, isn't it?
Yeah,
to
it's
the
different.
We're standing next to Midsummer Murder.
Well, I absolutely loved Midsummer Murder so much, and I think this crime would too.
In that one, the killings of Copenhagen, the weapon of choice is poison biscuits. And the poison biscuits, of course, need ovens, and you are standing next to one of the ovens of the poison biscuits from the killings of Copenhagen.
You'd never have thought it, would you, Matthew?
Wouldn't,
you
no.
Standing there next
the
to a
things
train.
You learn when you come to the Shepparton Village Fair.
Douglas, when you're not standing next to a Midsummer Murders train, when is the little railway open?
We run every Sunday from now until mid-November.
It is a lovely day out.
Wonderful
really
day out,
Right, wonderful is
10:30 in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And if you book it, you can have your birthday party at 4 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon.
Even better.
Do you want a disco for it? Because I'm your man.
Oh, right. Well, we make a lot of noise with the whistles, but if you can keep in tune with the whistles,
I can.
You may be onto something there.
Good.
This is
good.
The best offer you've had all afternoon, isn't it? Well, I'd like to thank Douglas Dick for that interview. And Matthew, you were super coming in there. Disco Matthew.
Doreen, thank you very much. Nice to see you again.
Lovely to see you too, Douglas.
Bye-bye.
Speaking now to John Button, who is the chairman of the Shepparton Horticultural Association. John, good to see you today.
Good to see you as well. It's a lovely day here at the fair.
Yeah, it's a lovely day. Tell us a bit more about your stall. You have got some beautiful things on here, it must be said.
Yes, we're basically selling plants here today to raise funds for the association. It's a mixture of plants that have been donated to us generously but by some of the local garden centres, and also plants that some of our members have grown themselves.
Amazing. And tell us about some of the plants we've got here today. There is a huge selection. And those ones over there, the sort of white and red and purple and red ones, some beautiful looking plants.
Yes, we've got all sorts here. We've got things like fuchsias and geraniums and some marigolds and so on. We're selling some by the pot, but we've also got some larger planters where we've got a variety of plants in. So there's a whole range. We've got some herbs over there. We've even got some rhubarb.
And tell us a little bit more about the association. You were saying just beforehand that you've been going for a very long time.
Yes, we've been going for over 60 years. And each year we have two shows. We have the summer show and the autumn show, where we have various classes for both flowers and vegetables and domestic classes as well. And in fact, a quick plug, next Saturday is our summer show, which is in the Village Hall in the High Street. Doors open at 1:30. It's free to come in. There's always a great selection on display there. So do come along. Our members put in so much work, time and work in growing their plants and their vegetables, and it really is worth coming to see.
So it's a good event coming up on Saturday the 16th of June. Finally, John, if people want to find out a little bit more about the association, is there anywhere they can visit or find out more?
We do have a website, so you could Google Shepparton Horticultural Association or come along next Saturday to the Village Hall and from 1:30, and we'd be delighted to see you.
Thank you very much for speaking to us today, John, and good luck with the store for the rest of the day.
Thank you very much.
I'm down now with Joanne Hickman from Fresh Kids. Joanne, tell us all about what you do.
We're here today at Fresh Kids to tell you all about parties that we hold at our sports centre at Thamesmead School, and all about our six-week holiday club, which has just been launched, starting on the 24th of July all the way through to the 31st of August. We have great fun every day. We have an amazing coordinator who does lots of sports and crafts with all the children. So that's live now if you want to have a look at our website and have a look to book on there. Or if you want a local venue for your parties where we take care of everything, come along to Fresh Kids and have a look at parties and holiday club.
So you're doing sports and you're doing crafts. What sort of sports are you doing?
We do a real variety of sports. It depends on the children on the morning. But even those who don't particularly feel like getting active, we make it a fun sport so that everybody joins in. So there's everything from dodgeball to football to anything they want to have a go at.
Fantastic. And sorry, where is that held again?
That's at our Fresh Sports Centre, which is at the local Thamesmead School here in Shepparton.
Fantastic. And if they're not really into sports, they can do some crafts. What sort of things are on offer?
Well, we have an amazing coordinator called Joanna, and she makes amazing crafts. So everything from come and make squishy stress balls to painting the art gallery. At the moment, we are painting fresh rocks. So you can come and paint your rocks at holiday club or parties. And then we're going to hide them in Shepparton, and you go and find them. And then you come to Fresh Gym and get a goodie bag for being so clever.
Oh, that's brilliant. So that's during the school holidays, which starts sort of towards the end of July, I think you said. Is that right?
That's right. Our first holiday club starts on Tuesday, the 24th of July. We run all the way through to 31st of August.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much, Joanne. I hope you have a really good day today. Obviously, it's early in the proceedings, but it's already looking quite busy. So good luck with everything.
Lovely. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
I'm with Lynn Derrington from the Shepparton Village Fair Committee. And also, Lynn is a Rotarian. Lynn, tell us a little bit about today. How's it going on your behalf?
It's going beautifully today. I'm actually involved with the Arena Acts, and they're all here. That really helps. And it always makes such a difference having the sunshine.
And it is a glorious day today, isn't it?
It really is. And everyone looks as if they're enjoying themselves beautifully.
Yeah, and you have quite a big committee putting this together?
No, there's about 8 on the committee.
Only 8?
Yes.
And it's a marvellous show, isn't
However,
it?
We do have a lot of friends who come along today to help us out.
Well, that is evident, yes, in the way that this is laid out. The whole of the village has turned out, it looks to me. Yeah.
The best thing of all is, of course, the procession, and everybody comes along, and all the children really enjoy that part of the actual fair.
And if I'm honest, I saw you bringing them in there.
Yes.
Lynn.
I'm the bossy one that brings them and makes sure they're in the right place.
But it is wonderful to see the children. They're all decorated and taking part in the whole event.
Yes.
It's a big family event here, isn't it?
It is a huge family event, and it is non-profit making. We just about break even, so everything goes back into the community. And I think that's how it should be, something like this, that the Shepparton really come together.
It does, and it's been doing this for about 40 years now, hasn't it?
Yes, over 40 years now.
Well, so, for me, seeing all of the children, the adults, the families, it is really what it says, a village fair.
Yes. The other lovely thing is that we had the Green Goddess who opened the fair, and she lives in Shepparton too.
Well, Lynn, thank you very much for talking to us from the Fair Committee. And I know you've got a busy afternoon on. So
I'm split between Rotary and the fair today. So I'm back off to do something with the fair.
The best of luck, Lynn.
Thank you.
And I'm now with Kwasi Kwarteng, the MP for Spelthorn. Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. And you?
Excellent. I'm very well. It's a fun event here at the Shepparton Fair. It's always great fun here, and I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah, it's an amazing event, isn't it? I think over 9,000 people attend, and one of the amazing things I find is the raft race.
It's got bigger and bigger. Unfortunately, this year I haven't managed to get myself to see the raft race, but there's so much to do. There's so many games, the raffles, races of different kinds. We've even got vintage cars knocking around, and lots of people having fun, and it's a really good family day, lots of children as well.
So how would you find being MP for Spelthorne?
It's a great privilege to be MP for Spelthorne. It's a fantastic place, great people. It's also particularly friendly. And actually, the great sort of genius of it is that even though it's quite near London, when you're here, certainly in Shepparton and other places, you feel very, very cut off from the hurly-burly of metropolitan life. So we have, I think, the best of both worlds here.
Yes, yes, indeed. There's some nice sort of villages around, as well as towns, etc. Of course, one of the big issues, I suppose, over the announcement this week of the expansion of Heathrow.
Well, we'll see where we are with that. As many people will know, I've always been a supporter of Heathrow expansion because I think the economic arguments for Spelthorne and also for the country are pretty compelling. Now, I think any expansion will have to take into account environmental concerns, issues about noise, worries about pollution. These are really important. But I think if the country's to grow economically, we do need a first-rate airport. And I'm not sure that just having Heathrow exactly as it is necessarily the best thing.
Andy Dee, I guess the hubbing aspect of Heathrow makes it the favourite. But are we ever going to get over the environmental issues, though? Because I understand the, you know, until that's got sorted, it's not going to expand.
I think you're right. But one thing we have to remember is that the airport has been there, I think, nearly for 70 years. And expansion is always an issue when you have a growing economy and a growing growing country and more and a growing world. I mean, more people in the world than ever before. Global population is very huge. And people want to come to Britain. They should want to come to Britain. So the way they're going to come to Britain is through flying, generally. And we need more aviation capacity. Now, the debate has been, where should we put this? I think there are lots of arguments for different places. But because Heathrow has this tradition, has this history, it seemed like a logical thing to many people to expand Heathrow.
And I guess one of the issues, of course, is the land connections, the transport connections that's still needing quite a lot of expansion.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think the surface access to Heathrow is one of the biggest issues. I mean, anyone who's driven there recently will know that there's huge amounts of traffic. There are just too many cars. The roads, it would appear, aren't wide enough. And people have problems getting there, and we need to address that very seriously.
Right, Kwasi, thank you so much for talking to you today, and good to see you here.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm down now with Shepperton Scouts, chatting with Keith Williams. Good to meet you, Keith.
Good afternoon. Good to meet you.
So you're here down at Shepperton Fair, and what are you doing here today?
Well, it's been a tradition for a number of years that we run the Scouts Burger Stall here at Shepperton Fair. So we're selling burgers, bacon rolls, teas, coffees, cold drinks. Come along, or don't come along.
Brilliant. Okay, and so you've been here setting up probably very early this morning, I would think.
I left the house at 7:30 and went and moved the vans across, and then we've been building the stall and selling bacon rolls to hungry stall holders.
Brilliant. Okay, and you said you've been actively involved in the Shepperton Scouts for a long time yourself.
I've been involved 4 or 5 years because my children are, one's a cub, one's a scout, so I'm just a parent that helps out. They've got a very good and enthusiastic team that runs things, and I just try and help out with this important fundraiser.
It's such a great thing for the kids, isn't it? You know, real sense of teamwork and community. It's so great that this still goes on in this sort of digital age when, you know, so many kids just want to sit at home on their screens.
I think that's very important. I mean, my two will sit on their screens or tablets all day if they had the choice, and to get out and do some scouting and get out in the community really helps them.
Yeah, what sort of things typically are Boy Scouts up to these days? I'm sure it's changed from when we were children.
Some things stay the same, so they have hikes and so forth. They might have football matches or sports events, or they'll learn to do useful things, various badges they can work towards with stuff that's useful in life, so a bit of everything really.
Yeah. They still do the camping trips?
Oh yes, very much so. They've got a couple coming up in July, so yes, camping is still a very important point of part of Scouts.
Where are they off to in July, the Shepperton team?
They have a local cub camp coming up next at Walton Firs, which is just down the road from here, which is great because they go with all the other groups in the district as well, so they get to make new friends.
Brilliant, that's really good for them. And what sort of age do the kids join the Scouts? Is it about 8 or 9, or is it younger? Younger for the Cubs, is it?
Cubs is, I think, 8, and they move to Scouts about 10 and a half, they transition across. And you have Beavers that are younger still than Cubs.
Excellent. Well, it's been really good talking to you, Keith. Good luck with today. I know it's still early in the proceedings, but looks like you're going to have a good one. So thank you very much for chatting with me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Standing outside the Win a Bottle of Wine stall here run by Rotary, and I've got Norma Kent and Tony Pipe with me. And the connection here is Tony Pipe is clearly my husband. So
hello, Doreen.
Lovely to see you, darling.
Yeah, and, I think I've seen you somewhere before.
Somewhere before, love. So how's it been going, Norma, on the stall today?
I think it's been doing very well indeed. We haven't done this one before, but people seem to love it, and we're planning to do it next year with even more prizes. It's going to be a big success. And it was Doreen's idea.
Well, I don't think I can take the claim for that. I think they just decided they like wine, Norma.
Is that what it was? Well, everybody likes wine. So it's great.
It's much easier to give away bottles of wine than lots of cuddly toys strange prizes.
Yes,
it is. That is true. And we're coming to the... we're nearing the end of the show today, and we're just about going to manage it on prizes.
So I think they've got one bottle left.
One bottle. We had 30... Matthew, we had 36 bottles. Quite a lot of people have done well on this one.
Yeah.
So the stall here is Where's the Wine, and how does it work, Norma? Just a brief run through.
We make the stall look attractive by lots and lots of different empty bottles of wine, and on the top of each bottle are upside down some plastic cups, and in some of them, not all of them, is a little green spot, and if you pick one with a green spot in, you get a bottle of wine. Easy as that. I'm afraid they don't all have green spots in.
The 35 appear to have had normal.
Yes, they did.
So we're raising money here, as we do every year, for our local community.
Yeah, and you get a choice of red or white wine too.
Of course you do. Mm. Yeah. And if you're under 18, you get a bottle of Coke.
Can't go wrong, can you?
No.
Now, Matthew, if you were having a go on this stall, what do you reckon? Do you think you'd win?
Yes, I think I would.
Okay, Matthew, so you've got three goes for your £2.
Yeah.
And you'll win a bottle of Coke if you get it. Off you go.
Okay.
We're going to see how good you are. Flick it up. No. No, it would have been in there. So you know, he's not a winner yet. So you've got one more go. Off you go. Oh, he's done it well.
Yeah.
Ah, so we've got a winner on the stall. Matthew, didn't reckon you were going to do that, did you?
No.
No, no, it's a bottle of Coke to you.
Thank you very much.
I'm with Councillor Vivian Layton, who was Mayor of Spelthorne last year. Hello, Vivian.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, and you?
Yes, I'm fine. It's a great day again here.
It is a marvellous event, isn't this fair? So much going on. Now, you were Mayor last year, then how did you find that?
It was absolutely wonderful. It was a really great opportunity to really meet so many people in the borough, see all the things that go on, and really, really importantly, visit the volunteers and understand what they need, and also to do some fundraising for them. But we are so lucky living in such a lovely borough.
Indeed, there's a lot of fundraising going on in the area, and I know you're particularly interested in the conservation group.
Yes, I am. I'm fortunate enough to chair Shepherd and Village Conservation Group. Because the council no longer does bedding plants per se, we took over all the brick beds in the high street in Shepherd and Village a few years ago now. And also down outside the Three Horseshoes pub near the War Memorial, there was a sort of area completely overgrown brambles and whatnot. And we've transformed that into what is designated a pocket park. We've named it Lordsbridge Garden after doing research, because that's sort of the area there. And yes, it's got a... We've been so supported by people. For instance, Shepperton Ladies, when it was their 30th anniversary, wanted to give something to the village. So they put the bench at the beginning of the parks, and people do sit there and, you know, just have a bit of a rest. It's lovely.
Yeah, lovely just to take a moment out, isn't it? And a few flowers and things just make such a difference. And the trees as well.
Yes, absolutely. We try and make sure that we have colour all year round. But we are a small team, and so I'm afraid I have to say to you, if there's anybody out there who's a bit green-fingered or just wants to help out or something, we would really love you to come along and have a chat with us. We have got a website, Shepperton Village Conservation Group, and it's got a bit on there, and we're sort of majoring on bolstering that at the moment. You know, you'll get a flavour of what we've done, but I think we've done an awful lot for very little money.
That's marvellous, isn't it? And great community spirit. I'm sure those who get involved really enjoy the companionship as well.
We do. We've had a few changes over the years, as is natural, but we've always been an absolutely great team. All local people, really friendly, you know, really, and we really all care passionately. And of course, one of the main points of doing this is to keep the high street so that it looks lovely, so people want to come and shop in our local shops, because keeping the village sustainable with a good footfall is absolutely vital. The area just wouldn't be the same without our lovely high street.
No.
Which of course won the Courtesy Campaign Award last year, because in that evidence is that it really is such a lovely place.
I was so delighted that you'd won that.
Yes, so were we all. It was just smashing. And to getting the trophy from a Skipton, I think it was, in Yorkshire last time before us, it was just brilliant, you know.
Right. Yeah. I'm presuming they send people incognito to see what it's like in Shepperton.
I think they do. And that's a nice part of it, because you know that it's not staged. It really is genuine, that what you feel about an area really is the case.
Right, well, Vivian, thank you very much for telling us all about the conservation team. And if anybody wants to get involved, do get in touch.
Thank you very much, Graham.
Thank you. That's Councillor Vivian Layton.
I'm now chatting with Laura of Peps and Pooks, one of the stallholders here at the fair. There are quite a few. I mean, we've been chatting with charitable organisations and gymnasts, so it's quite nice just to talk to someone who's actually sort of selling some merchandise to the general public. How's it been, Laura?
Yeah, it's been really good, actually. It's our first ever pop-up that we've done, so we've never done Shepparton Fair before. And yeah, it's going really well. There's really good buzz. It's very busy. The sun's shining.
Yeah, well, that always makes a difference, doesn't it? So it's not been a disappointing experience for you at all then?
No, it's been great. Lovely to be able to expose the brand to lots of new people as well.
Absolutely. So did you say it's your first ever pop-up or your first time here?
First ever pop-up, so both.
Oh, great. Well, I'm glad it's been a positive experience. It'll encourage you to do more. Have you got many lined up this summer?
Not yet. We were sort of waiting to see how this one went and then maybe do a few more as the summer goes on.
Yeah.
Yeah, Peps and Pooks, it's purely online. So, stepping out into the real world has been quite a fun day for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And it looks like you specialise in sort of baby and toddler wear. Is that sort of a good summation? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's baby toddler wear, 0 to about 4 years old. We specialise in kind of bright, bold, unisex colours, bright designs. All of our range is selected by independent UK brands that we kind of curate under the Peps and Pooks brand.
Excellent. I mean, you've got some amazing, now I stand here and look at them, amazing little sort of baby grows. They have really bright colours, none of the sort of typical blue for boy, pink for girl type of stuff. This is really out there kids wear. Fantastic. So before this, what were you doing? Have you always worked in clothing?
I specialise in online marketing, but it was after when I was pregnant on maternity leave with my daughter. It was probably a bit of a cliche, but I didn't want her to be dressed head to toe in pink. I wanted kind of the bright, bold fun.
Yeah.
So I set it up on maternity leave and haven't looked back really.
And how long ago was that?
That was a year and a half ago. Excellent. That I set up. Yeah.
Excellent. So obviously you work in marketing, so what sort of tricks did you have up your sleeves on Instagram or, you know?
Yeah, so we're all over Instagram, Facebook, obviously the website.
Yeah.
I can't tell all of my trade secrets.
No, that's fair enough. You obviously got some, that's quite intriguing. Good luck for the rest of the day. You'll clear out of stock in the next couple of hours and that'll spur you on for next time.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Thank you very much, Laura.
Thank you.
This is Gary Court from the Thamesmead Friends, our local school. Gary, what's your role there at the Thamesmead?
My role is treasurer for the Friends of Thamesmead School.
And what's your aim today? Because you're sitting, we're sitting behind a most fantastic refreshment stall here, coffee, cakes. Whoa, it's fabulous. Why are you doing this today?
Our aim is to raise enough money for 2 minibuses. Our minibuses are now 15, 20 years old.
It's quite an age then.
Age. And £25,000 each.
£25,000 each. And so how many children use these minibuses then?
Over 1,000.
Over 1,000 children?
Yeah, there's over 1,000 school children in the Thamesmead School.
Well, it's fantastic. So have you been raising for these buses for long?
We've been trying to raise the money for over a year now.
And where are you with your total?
We're up to nearly one minibus now, up to just over 20,000, I do believe.
That is fantastic in a year. Well done, Gary, and indeed all of the local community that supports you. Who's made all this lovely food here today?
All this lovely food here has been made by different parents from the school.
You've got coffee, you've got cakes, cupcakes.
Everything.
It looks stunning, yes, doesn't it?
It does.
I know you're very popular. Not only that, you provide a rest area for people to sit down and enjoy. So how else have you been doing fundraising?
We've been doing quiz nights. We've done at the local school show play, Annie, which we did earlier in the year. We raised money for that. Every opportunity we try to raise money.
And being here today is very important for you.
Oh, very important. This is our top earner.
Your top earner. And of course, you're seeing lots of the students coming by and parents.
Absolutely, yes.
And underlining that you need the money.
Yeah, we are.
Okay. Well, I'd like to thank Gary for spending a couple of minutes with us today.
I'm now with Rosie down at the MS stand down here at the Shepparton Fair. MS Spellthorn, I think. Is that right,
That's
Rosie?
That's right, yes. So we cover Staines, Ashford, Shepparton. That's the main area that we have.
Okay, yeah. And do you have a sort of a headquarters or a shop or something?
What we mainly try and do social events, so we meet every Friday at a church in Stanwell. That's for all members with MS, we go along. And then we have another group, the same group, but we meet on the first Saturday of every month. We meet in a pub. So the people that go to that tend to be people who have MS but are working and that. So they're perhaps not as bad as the ones that go on Friday. They tend to be more in wheelchairs.
Right, that, yeah. Okay. So it's a sort of a dual function of kind of being a supportive environment for people with MS, but also fundraising, presumably.
Yes, very much,
okay,
yeah.
And today here at the fair, what's your sort of main purpose? To sort of raise awareness, or are you doing anything in particular, any kind of activity today?
We're mainly to raise awareness. We've got lots of information. We've already seen a couple of people who have got MS who weren't aware of us, but we've got a couple of things for the children too, so we're raising money doing that.
Yeah, I can see a table with lollipops, I'm sure, and a few children that have got their eye on them as they're walking over. So is that winning lollipops or buying lollipops? Or
If you buy and look, there's some sticks that you can buy. If there's a colour, then you've won a prize, and also the same with the lollipops.
Oh, a lucky,
and
you,
yes,
a
and
lucky
yeah,
tip.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really great. Thank you very much, Rosie. Very good
you.
To talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm with Ben at the moment. Now, Ben is a local resident, and he's with his mates, Chris and Tom, who are causing havoc filming this.
Always.
So, Ben, tell us, what are you doing here today?
I'm here to visit my family, who live on Ham Hall Island, and here to watch the raft race and just have a good time.
And have a good time. Now, I notice you looking at the classic cars.
Yeah, lovely. Absolutely lovely.
Which one's your favourite?
Probably the one called Grace, I think.
Grace, lovely cream one, owned by Mr. Brian Holt.
Yes, okay.
If you come back later, I'll introduce you. You might let you sit inside.
Oh, wow.
There
okay.
So what do you think of this fair?
Lovely. I was here last year and loved it then and brought my two mates along this year.
And they're behaving quite well, aren't they?
They are, actually. They haven't had too many gin and tonics yet, so.
And you're heading off down to see the raft race?
Yes.
Have they seen
We're cheering for the Alice in Wonderland team because that's the Ham Hall Island entry.
And so they're fantastic, aren't they?
They're lovely bunch. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Terrific, isn't
it?
It
is.
It really is. Well, the best of luck to Ham Hall.
Thank you.
Lovely to meet you.
Lovely
Ben,
to meet
today.
You, Doreen.
I'm now down with Jean at the SAFA charity, part of the Rotary sort of charity centre here at the Shepperton Fair. Jean, tell us, what is SAFA?
SAFA is the Armed Forces charity. It's the only tripartite charity. We help veterans and serving soldiers, sailors and airmen across the whole of the UK and also in other parts where the forces are based. We deal with a lot of the forces charities and basically we are there to help people who have needs, separations. We're finding an awful lot of veterans coming through now with PTSD, so lots of debt. So although we don't manage debt for them, we can help them and signpost them. Basically, we operate here through Spelthorne and Runnymede, but there is a SAFA division in every single borough within Surrey and across the UK.
And this is your first time here today, is that right?
It is.
So what are you hoping to achieve today? Is it raising awareness?
We're just raising awareness today. If we can make a little bit of profit that goes to our divisional funds, that's a bonus as well, but it's really just raising the profile of SAFA. People get to know us.
Yeah.
The other thing we have to say is that SAFA will help anybody who has served for one day in any of the services.
Oh, right. So that'd be Army, Navy, Air Force.
Yes.
So just one day and they qualify for your sort of support after they come out.
They qualify for SAFA support. Obviously the various military charities will have their own criteria,
yes,
but for SAFA, one day, and that's it.
Okay, so for people who are obviously not here at the fair today and can't come along and see, you've got presumably got a website.
We have a website. They can go onto the main SAFA website, which is www.safa.org.
That's really helpful.
Information will be
there. That's an amazing charity. So if anyone's listening who's got maybe a family member or friend who they think could benefit from what you do, that's how they find you.
That's right, yes.
Thank you very much. Good to meet you. Thank you very much for talking to us today. Thank you.
And I'm now with Councillor Robin Sider, an old friend of Brooklands Radio. We've been interviewing you over many years, and you're Councillor for Shepparton Town.
Yes, I've been in my 19th year now.
My goodness me, that's a long time, and seen a few changes in Shepparton.
Yes, I have, but at the same time, I think it's important to keep Shepparton with its village atmosphere, and I think this is represented today, which you see... literally thousands of people have come to Manor Park for its 45th anniversary of the Shepparton Village Fair, and long may it continue.
And what strikes me every year is just how well attended it is and how diverse all everything is that's here. There's so many different stalls.
Well, it is. People come from all over the borough to Shepparton Village Fair, and it is the largest community event in Spelthorne.
And in terms of Shepparton itself, and particularly the High Street, it's still good to see so many shops there. Is it a struggle these days, do you think, to keep the High Street alive?
Well, it has been a struggle, and I do encourage people to shop locally. Otherwise, we would lose our vibrance on the High Street. Luckily, now that we've had Sainsbury's come, and they've been a great asset, because it was sad to say when we said farewell to Budgens, but at the same time, Budgens kept... all their own staff, and Sainsbury's have taken them all on. So really you see the same faces in Sainsbury's that you saw in Budgens Supermarket.
Well, that's really good for continuity, isn't it? I'm sure the staff know the regulars as well. And of course you've got the Village Hall there as well.
Well, yes, we have got the Village Hall. We've got the Village Hall, we've got the Village Post, Post Office, and that is also very, very important.
And of course, you're well connected for London with the trains at Shepparton Station.
Yes, we are extremely fortunate with both rail and buses, really.
Well, marvellous to see you here today, Robin.
Thank you very much for talking.
I'm now with Jean from Purple Angels, which provides dementia support here in the area. Jean, tell us a little bit about what you do.
We run a memory cafe at the Greeno Centre in Shepparton every fortnight, where our members have lunch and get to chat with each other, and we have entertainment. We do trips out. We've got 4 trips organised this year, and we fund GPS tracking systems for people who are worried about getting lost.
Oh, okay.
And that is run through Runnymede Council.
Gosh, that's hugely beneficial. So people who are still sort of living at home, sort of independently, and their relatives are worried about where they are, sort of wandering off during the day,
yes.
That sort of thing.
Yes, definitely.
That's fantastic. So today here at the Shepparton Fair, I can see it looks like a tombola or something you're running, is it?
A tombola and a raffle.
Okay.
And an awareness table where we give out all the literature about what we do in the community.
Okay, that's brilliant. Okay, and I think you're part of a wider sort of group, aren't you? It's not just locally, you're...
Purple Angels are a global awareness run by a gentleman called Norman McNamara in Torquay. There's 800 Purple Angel ambassadors all over the world, America, Canada, Australia, everywhere, and Shepparton.
Yeah.
There's 9 of us in Shepparton, Purple Angels now.
You're doing a sterling job, I think.
Raising
awareness. It's a growing issue, isn't it? Are you finding more and more sort of interest in what you're doing year by year?
We're finding a lot of interest, but not a lot of people know we're here. So we'd like people to look on our website, spelthorndementiasupport.org.uk, and get in touch with us, because we also have a buddy scheme which we've just won first prize with Runnymede and Spelthorne volunteers, and we won that last week, and that is where people go around to people's houses and see them maybe once a week while the wife goes out and does some shopping and sits with the person who's got dementia to give the care a break,
which is much needed. I know. Yes. That. Fantastic, Jean. You're doing a really, really excellent job. Good luck with today. It looks like you've got quite a lot of interest around your stand, or stall rather. So good luck and every success.
Thank you very much for giving me a chance to tell everybody what we do.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm with Emily and Jonathan Howe, who I've just dragged off of the Penalty Shootout. Welcome to Brooklyn's Radio, guys. Emily, is this the first time you've come to the fair?
It isn't, actually. We've been coming and supporting our granddad since we were children, so it's nice to be back here as an adult and still enjoying the fun.
And actually doing some work this
Yes,
time.
Working this time, yes.
Yeah. And did you drag Jonathan along, or did he come willingly?
He willingly came,
I
yes.
responded first, I believe.
Yes.
Yes,
he did.
Yes, he did. And actually, it's quite hard work on that penalty shootout, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of ups and downs, dragging balls out of back of nets, and,
the heat hasn't helped today.
No, it's been a lovely day for it, so I think the crowds were gathering, and once you get a bit of momentum with lots of kids around, they all...
They've all been winning the balls quite a lot. There's some good goal scorers out there.
Definitely some talent around the local area.
Yes.
The goal scoring that we've seen today has been...
we're hoping for this in the World Cup.
Absolutely.
Super. So you've been up and down, kicking the balls, making money and everything else like mm-hmm. that. Do you think we might get you down next year as well?
Of course, yes.
Definitely.
Oh, well,
that
is a relief to your grandfather.
Yes.
Ken helps so much.
Yes, he does, yes.
Matthew, have you ever had a go on a game like this?
No, not really, no.
Do you fancy a go?
Yeah, I think I should.
I think you should.
Good chance of winning a ball.
Yeah, any minute now, we're going to walk around and you're going to have a go. But the good news for Emily and James is they don't have to retrieve the balls from the back of the net, will you?
No.
So thank you guys for coming and talking to
Pleasure.
Us today. And look forward to seeing you here next year. And
yes.
you're going to wander around and enjoy some ice cream.
Get some food and have a look around.
Do the penalty shootout.
This is our first time doing it this year, but we would have done it when we were small, definitely.
I think the thing that's great about it is I remember being 5 years old and coming down and playing that game. Mm. So the fact that it's still me as an adult now, when I have kids, I'll nostalgic about the fact that that is such a great game and that's what everyone loves. And that's what keeps it so popular.
Matthew, we're just going to see your expertise in goal shooting. Is this the first time you've had a go at this?
Yes, once.
You've done once before.
Yes.
Did you win then?
No.
Oh, my hopes are very high for you, my love, very high.
Thank you.
So we're coming back to Matthew any second now. When he puts that ball on the line, three shots, is it, Ken?
Three shots, and if you get 250, you get a very good football.
Okay, Matthew, you're up to the mark.
Okay.
Forward, here we come. He says, we're getting to stand back. Oh, good heavens. The preparation is good.
Oh,
the end result, not quite so good. Oh.
Nearly.
Come on, Matthew, you've got one more to go.
Very close.
Matthew, would you say you won or lost then?
Lush.
He did lose. However, there's never a loser on a Rotary stall. I'm sure we're going to find you something to walk away with. Now, we're just coming forward with a very, very colourful Union Jack hat. And it's being presented to Matthew as we speak. Matthew,
Thank you.
Winner of the hat of the day.
Yeah.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.